Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on urban transport infrastructure, connecting people and empowering cities. The participants are Aditi Tandon, senior journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
India has leapfrogged into the top five economies of the world, poised to get into the third position by 2030. It is also the fastest growing economy among many factors. Particularly, this growth of urban transport infrastructure holds prime importance. And to discuss more about the same, today we are privileged to have with us in our studios Aditi Tandon, senior journalist. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you.
Aditi ji, let's begin with the infrastructure push that we have been witnessing over the past some time, particularly of the urban transport. So how do you see this coming?
See, if you look at the record of the Narendra Modi government starting from 2014, right from the first cabinet meeting, it was very clear that infrastructure will be a major, major component of the government's economic growth story. So throughout these past 10 years, we have seen through Union Cabinet and through the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, a range of approvals that have strengthened the urban infrastructure sector and have also, on the parallel, created a synergy with green energy transport avenues. For instance, Prime Minister has inaugurated a certain phase of the Bangalore Metro yesterday. But the broad story is that from day one itself, there was a concerted focus on improving the metro network. And from five cities in 2014, we have gone on to 24 cities now, plus nearly 1,000 kilometers of metro track.
Yes.
And that is ongoing. So that is one. The road transport and highway sector is another big, big ticket area where investments continue to be poured into. Then also the Indian Railways, plus electrification, if you see, electrification of Indian Railways, almost, you know, all routes have been 100% electrification has been achieved now, which is a very big achievement compared to 2014. And then there have been a number of reforms in the urban infrastructure sector in order to bring the related ministries on one table. And the biggest reform in this sector has been the conception of the Pradhan Mantri, you know, Gati Shakti Master Plan, where all the related ministries sit together, brainstorm, remove the wrinkles so that everything smoothens out and the desired outcomes are achieved in the shortest possible time.
While speaking in Bengaluru, Prime Minister emphasized that India is one of the fastest growing economy and is in the top five economies of the world. He added that speed to development is because of the spirit of reform, perform and transform.
Saathiyo, aaj Bharat duniya ki fastest growing major economy hai. Pichle 11 years mein hamari economy 10th number se top 5 mein pahunch gayi. Hum bahut tezi se top 3 economy banne ki aur aage badh rahe hain. Ye speed hame kaise mili hai? Ye speed hame reform, perform, transform ki spirit se mili hai. Aap yaad kariye, 2014 mein metro sirf 5 shaharon tak simit thi. Ab 24 cities mein 1000 kilometers se zyada metro network hai. Bharat ab duniya ka teesra sabse bada metro network wala desh ban gaya hai. 2014 se pehle lagbhag 20,000 किलोमीटर रेल रूट का इलेक्ट्रिफिकेशन हुआ था यानी देश आजाद होने से 2014 तक हमने पिछले 11 इयर्स में ही 40,000 किलोमीटर से अधिक रेल रूट पर इलेक्ट्रिफिकेशन किया है फ्रेंड जमीन ही नहीं देश की उपलब्धियों का परचम आसमान में भी लहरा रहा है 2014 तक भारत में सिर्फ 74 एयरपोर्ट थे अब इनकी संख्या बढ़कर 160 से ज्यादा हो गई है वाटरवेज का आंकड़ा भी उतना ही शानदार है 2014 में सिर्फ 3 नेशनल वाटरवेज ऑपरेशनल थे अब यह संख्या बढ़कर 30 हो चुकी है
टॉकिंग पर्टिकुलरली ऑफ द अर्बन मोबिलिटी हियर इट डजंट कम विदाउट इट्स ओन सेट्स ऑफ चैलेंजेस bottlenecks, etc., etc. Now, if we talk particularly about the pollution part over here, the environmental aspect, we see and we have seen that there has been concerns, and widespread and rightly so, about the environmental challenges that we have been witnessing over the past some years. So how do you see this?
You have mentioned about the pollution part of the transport sector, and you are very right, because the transport sector is the largest growing emitter of greenhouse gases. That's a documented fact. If you look at transport energy compared to other sectors, 95% of transport energy as of today across the world comes from fossil fuels.
Yes.
So you see, you are right when you say that the pollution from the transport sector and the avenues that are being generated is a huge, huge challenge going forward. And any government that wants to expand the transport sector to improve urban mobility, which is very important because you want your cities to be engines of growth and engines of employment. But then the parallel challenge is to counter also the pollution impact of a fast expanding transport sector, because after all, the life of a citizen, the well-being of a citizen is equally important.
Now let's talk of this development, particularly of the urban transport, urban mobility. Now we have been witnessing large-scale kind of development and the upward push in the top-tier cities. Now talking of the tier 2 and tier 3 cities, wherein the majority of the population actually lives, and they could be, and they have to be rather, the growth engines of the economy. If India has to achieve what it has planned for over the next 10 years or so. Now, talking of tier 2 and tier 3 cities, CapEx push is one thing which is of prime importance here. Now, we have seen the budgetary allocation, especially talking of the past couple of budgets, if we may discuss here. Now, how do you see this CapEx push kind of percolating down to the tier 2 cities or tier 3 cities when it comes to urban mobility and transportation?
First of all, let's understand the importance of CapEx push in itself. This is an indication that the government is willing to walk an extra mile in order to boost the infrastructure sector. If you look at the first 100 days of the third term of NDA government, you will see that nearly 11 lakh crores have been already proposed and to a large extent absorbed into major infrastructure projects. In fact, every other day when Railway Minister and Information Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw comes to brief us about cabinet decisions, at least 80% of the cabinet decisions are related to infrastructure. Mostly, you know, new railway lines. If there's one railway line, then doubling. If there are two, then, you know, three lines, four lines. So what you are saying essentially is you're talking of tier 2 and tier 3 cities where road infrastructure is very important, because majority of people are mainly on the roads when urban transport is concerned.
True.
And in that context, let's also see the big push in the highway sector. We've seen that National Highway is a huge transformation story if you look at the past decade. And nearly the length of national highways from about 90,000 kilometers in 2014 has doubled as of today. And if you look at the speed of construction of national highways, you will see that from 8 kilometers per day, which was an average about a decade ago, we've already reached 35 kilometers a day, which is a phenomenal speed. For instance, not going too far, if you look at the Delhi-Bombay Expressway, that cuts through, you know, the Gurugram sector. So you can see visible change. People are interested in visible change. People are interested in change that will improve their lives, lend aid to their productivity, decrease their travel time, improve their mental well-being. Because if you have bad roads and if you have long commuting hours, you end up getting anxiety, you end up getting a lot of health issues. We all know it's still, however, I would like to mention here that Delhi to Gurgaon is still a challenge on the road.
It is
a huge challenge, and I'm sure there's a way to tackle it. So yes, what you are saying is very important. The road network for tier 2, tier 3, as well as for the larger cities, larger urban centers and national highways is a huge, huge issue. And consistent funding has been given for that.
Now let's listen to a report from our Akashwani correspondent in Bengaluru.
The all-important Metro Yellow Line inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday in Bengaluru has started operations for the public since morning today. The first train started its 19 kilometers journey at 6:30 a.m. today from RV Road to Delta Electronics Bommasandra Metro Station. This line can cater to 8 lakh passengers every day. It took just 35 minutes to cover the distance, which otherwise takes over an hour. The managing trustee of Bangalore Political Action Committee, Revati Ashok, spoke to Akashwani on how this line matters the most to those using the route. The committee, well known as BPAC, is a non-partisan, non-profit organization working on improving governance in Bengaluru and enhance the quality of life of every citizen by improving infrastructure in the city.
It's a welcome change to have the Metro Yellow Line inaugurated. We now bring to the city 96 kilometers of metro line, which is quite substantial. Of course, a city of 800 square kilometers requires at least 300 to 400 kilometers of metro to make it more effective. However, I think this is a significant milestone. The yellow line is very, very important because it covers key IT hub and industrial hubs of Electronic City and Bommasandra. Once these two get connected, I think there will be a significant reduction in traffic. Today, average frequency is about 25 minutes. If we increase the number of coaches progressively, it'll come down to 6 minutes. We are hoping that it will be eventually brought down to 3 minutes. And that will really make a big difference to traffic in various parts of the city which are getting choked today. I was pleasantly surprised because I happened to travel from center of the city into Bommasandra today and found that the traffic was very benign in Bommasandra. It's normally stuck up. It was quite clear in the morning at peak hour. Hopefully, this was because of many people not taking out their cars and two-wheelers and actually using metro. We hope this will be sustained and we can see more and more improvement as the month's introduction of new coaches.
Yellow Line Metro Rail with interchange at RV Road for the Green Line and Jayadeva Hospital Station for the Pink Line is expected to ease traffic and provide faster and convenient transport for the people. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Coming to the railways now, yesterday we saw the Prime Minister inaugurating 3 new Vande Bharat trains. Of course, one in Karnataka itself from Bangalore to Belagavi, the second from Nagpur to Pune. And incidentally and very interestingly, this would be the longest kind of Vande Bharat train when it comes to distance, surpassing the Delhi-Varanasi route. And the third, of course, is from Amritsar to Mata Vaishno Devi, Katra station. Now, Vande Bharat trains, you know, conceptualized and kind of come first in 2019. We have seen its rapid growth. Now, almost 75 pairs of train are running, you know, to this date. Now, Vande Bharat trains are a unique set of trains which have been kind of been in their own league. The local trains, the intercity trains. Now, therein lies the challenge, wherein many of the trains and many of the tracks, rather, many of the routes, rather, have been a challenge for the Indian Railways. Now, what are the work being done and how this can be improved further when it comes to kind of running the train on time or kind of having those connectivity issues, so on and so forth?
One is you expand the network itself. You know, you increase the number of lines. Mm-hmm. If there is a certain line that sees a lot of traffic, what do you do about it? You create a parallel line. If, as I said earlier, if there's one line you create, you have a doubling of railway line, you have 3 lines, 4 lines. There have been a couple of cabinet decisions lately where high traffic zones, which you just mentioned, have seen doubling and 3-line, 4-line railway, more and more railway lines being laid in order to ease traffic. When you ease traffic, obviously, you know, the speed also increases and the challenges that you mentioned also increase. An important part of this reform also is the fact that 100% electrification of railway tracks has been achieved, which should, you know, improve the life of the trains, which should improve the travel experience, and which should also improve the quality of railway network. That is going forward. And Vande Bharat trains, of course, are very important because, you know, these are new trains, have come after a long time since the introduction of the Shatabdis.
True.
Shatabdi was a big game changer.
True.
Earlier in the decade. But now in this decade, Vande Bharat is a huge game changer because you have a redefined rail travel model where you have speed, you have comfort, and you know, also have nice facilities in Vande Bharat trains. And a lot of people who are using these are saying that these have come up very well. And that's the reason they're being added. And not just that, we know of a number of countries that have already started placing import orders
for Vande Bharat trains.
That's a huge boost for Indian railway network because that's ultimately the aim of the government, that's self-reliance.
Thank you so very much, Aditi ji, for having come in and discussed on this.
Thank you so much.
You are listening to a discussion on urban transport infrastructure, connecting people and empowering cities. The participants were Aditi Tantan, senior journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. Spotlight.